This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, sparred on Monday over blame for street violence linked to racial injustice and police treatment of minorities. The exchange came 9 weeks ahead of the national U.S. election. On Tuesday, President Trump plans to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the protest turned violent last week in the aftermath of a police shooting of a black man as they attempted to arrest him. During a street demonstration, a white teenage vigilante claiming he was protecting Kenosha's local businesses was accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third. In a speech Monday in Pittsburgh, Biden blamed Trump for the violence that has erupted across the country as the United States deals with widespread and sometimes violent protests and counter-protests over police treatment of minorities and inequality in U.S. society. Biden said, quote, "This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country." He added that Trump can't stop the violence because the president's leadership is what's caused it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Mr. Trump to skip his visit to Kenosha. Evers said he is concerned that Trump's presence would actually keep the city from being able to move forward. Evers first ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha to quell the street violence after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back, leaving him partially paralyzed. Mr. Trump took credit for the National Guard on Twitter, saying if he had not insisted on sending the National Guard troops, in his words, and this is a quote, "there would be no Kenosha right now." U.S. College Basketball Hall of Fame coach John Thompson, who was the first black coach to lead a team into the national championship, has died at the age of 78. No cause of death was provided. He was a longtime coach at Georgetown University. You're listening to VOA News.